106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann, good morning. Another hot day today. Yesterday, yesterday at 97, and even in Ocean City, it was 90 or better. And I posted a picture of Lisa Ann and I spending a few minutes on the boardwalk and beach. If you look at the picture on Jack Diamond Show or on the Classic Hit Station on Facebook,
yes,
looks like we melted. It looks like we physically melt. Today, 100 degrees.
Oh.
Not the heat index. Listen to this. Heat index today could hit 110. So sunny and hot, high 100. Heat index value of 109 to 110. A little teeny bit of a breeze. We drove across the Bay Bridge yesterday. You still see the smoke and the haze and the inversion layer. And it just really, that natural beauty of the Chesapeake and
yes.
the sky.
To me, and I always do this, I probably have said this to you before, as soon as I hit the Bay Bridge,
right,
it could be winter, it could be summer, spring, fall. The windows go down because it's like that fresh air from the Chesapeake comes in. And
well, it does. Absolutely.
Now I'm on vacation. Or as you guys going to look at houses you're not going to buy. I mean, I think that's what
I didn't even bring up real estate.
Little
I
too simply much said truth.
I didn't say we did or we didn't. I simply didn't bring it up.
We went for a drive.
We saw 8 places yesterday, so bite me.
I do say that your face looks great. You can tell you both got some sun.
Thank you very much.
Well, you did. You look I know Lisa had the hat on.
It was so hot out there, if you were standing close to me, you smelled bacon.
And Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Good morning, and thank you for listening. Just a quick personal note. We work for Manning Media, and Fred Manning is the CEO of our broadcast company. It's a small group of really dedicated, focused people. And quite honestly, Fred is... as you would say in Yiddish, a mensch.
Mm-hmm.
He does the right thing. He does good things. He really cares about Washington County, Frederick County, you know, Franklin Adams, Berkeley, Jefferson, Loudoun, Montgomery, the whole area we serve. Fred is deeply involved. He's on a number of boards. And Fred was honored with a prestigious Paul Harris Award for community service by the Carroll Creek Rotary Club yesterday. And he is so deserving of that, cares so deeply about the area. During the pandemic and lockdown, actually increased our staff, did not decrease it, continue to support local businesses. Our Open for Business directory, that's free. And if you have a business to promote, you can go to 1069theeagle.com and you'll see Open for Business. We're proud to work for him, quite honestly. And we're proud to be part of this community, along with Fred, his wife Janet, his wonderful family. And it is a family business. You know, we work for ABC and a couple of other big companies, Disney, during our 30-year run in Washington. But I will tell you, there is something so authentic and genuine about working for a local owner who understands that broadcast stations are here in the public interest and to do whatever we can to serve the public. And Fred has done so much wonderful things we don't even talk about, but helping out local businesses and, of course, living here and doing all the same things we do, shopping, buying cars. Fred and his family do that as well. So, Fred, congratulations. It's well-deserved. You're a great guy. We couldn't be more proud to work with you and for you, Fred Manning, who's the leader of our pretty strong sailing ship. I don't know how Fred gets along with all these disc jockeys, but he does. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful guy for transcending the whole thing.
Very patient man.
Very patient man. You know, chairman of stations and on boards of banks and hospitals. And he deals with disc jockeys. You see what I'm saying?
He's a man of many talents.
He actually is a man of many talents, just a sweetheart. So congratulations, Fred. Just for you, James. Lionel Richie, 106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Let's do our late night update with Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Fallon with...
You know, times you might think I'm a little afraid to fly. No, not about the COVID, the passengers. I actually called for reservation, Jimmy, and they asked me if I'd like to sit in the octagon. There's a free knockdown rule now in first class. Last time I flew here, the flight attendant asked if I wanted headphones or duct tape.
Southwest, American, and Delta Airlines will not require employees to be vaccinated.
It's not a twist. Frontier is now the classy airline.
The Senate yesterday passed the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's what Chris Cuomo is calling absolutely the only news right now.
$3.5 trillion. Biden spending money like his Gap rewards just kicked in.
Pepsi announced a new partnership with the brewers of Sam Adams beer to create an alcoholic version of Mountain Dew. And if that sounds good to you, don't worry about what's in the vaccine.
The first ever cruise ship with a roller coaster just set sail from Florida. A roller coaster. Really? You're already taking a cruise from Florida during a pandemic. How much more danger do you need?
We need health care because we're facing a huge COVID surge out there. And that's forcing many artists to cancel concerts, including upcoming shows by Michael Bublé, Counting Crows, and Limp Bizkit. By the way, a Limp Bizkit is also one of the symptoms of long-haul COVID.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann.
You know, I think about being a kid growing up in North Carolina. It would be so hot, JD. I mean, brutally hot.
Well, imagine it's 100 here today. That's the temperature. Heat index 110. Did you check Raleigh or Greensboro or any of the areas where?
No, growing up, no. I don't miss North Carolina. Well, I don't miss North Carolina, really. But it, JD, it would be so hot and all those pine trees and this. And I used to love climbing trees. Did I ever tell you I was?
I didn't realize you were 93 degrees for the high today in Charlotte. So actually hotter here.
Yeah. Well,
but still, that's very high. And the humidity is 96%.
Well, it's brutal.
So your own yard, or would you just see a tree and go, that's climbable?
Well, there were woods, and we've talked about this, when you live near the train tracks.
Yeah.
Well, right where I lived, and I lived between Greensboro and Durham, if you ever heard of Elon University, I lived stone's throw away from Elon. Mm-hmm. And it was right where the railroad tracks would go through all the towns. And when I would hear that, so when I hear a train track, I think of childhood, because I knew what time the trains would come. And for whatever reason, we all like to go see the train go by, because you could get really close in the woods. So my mother and the other parents said, please don't climb the trees. They saw us climb the trees. So, of course, when they weren't around, we climbed the trees.
How high would you climb?
I mean,
until it got too skinny to support you and you started swaying in the breeze.
And of course, you know, I was a little daredevil, so I liked, pretending that I was going to fall. And so I climbed pretty far where I was. Well, I had to be as taller than the roof of a house. I mean, it was pretty tall.
Big oak tree could be 100 feet off the ground.
Yeah. Well, these were pine trees.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
With all that sap and the
that was the problem.
The pokey business end?
Well, the pokey business end really hurt. But if you held it in the right way, but the problem was, and I was never a good fibber, JD. Mm-hmm. Mom would always kind of tell, you know.
Hey, you smell like pine sol. You smell like a detergent cleaner. You've been doing the floors, Jimmy?
Well, that was the problem was, I had so much sap on my hands, my shoes, and of course it's summer, so now it's on my arms, my legs, I'm here.
It's all your clothing, and it's hard to get out.
That's the issue. But, you know, I'm fine. You know, I can clean it off. And
so you're saying your memories of North Carolina are very fond for you, not so much for your mom.
I'm sure there's so many of the stories that were not well for mom. But I fell out of the tree.
It happens, right, Lisa?
Yep, same thing.
Our oak tree in the backyard, I eventually fell.
And it was the first time I knocked the wind out of myself.
Oh.
And very scary moment. So my friends, they're scared that it's all over for Jimbo.
They're afraid you're deceased lying there?
Yeah. So they go run to my house.
Oh, boy.
To get my mom. And I can tell you, you would think that she would have been, like, thrilled that I was alive, that nothing was wrong, I didn't break anything. When I saw my mom in the woods, and let me tell you, my mom, again, I was the last of five. At that point, she'd given up. She didn't care. I mean, she cared, but, you know, it's like her involvement. She was tired. She was taking a nap.
She realizes from the previous ones, you guys all survived.
Yeah.
You know, so why let the ice in her drink melt? Why put out freshly lit cigarette?
Well, that was the trick, because she's like, well, this something happens to this one. I have four others. So she gets it. So I hear, Jen, and I see her walking on the trail out there.
Oh.
And you're lying on your back.
I'm lying on my back. Sap on my face. You know, the green, the little pine needles everywhere in my hair, my mouth. It was terrible. And I'm lying there, and I see her coming with the cigarette in her mouth.
Oh.
Jen, what are you doing? I told you not to climb the trees. And of course, what do I say? I tripped on a rock. Because I didn't want to admit that I was...
fell out of the tree.
Yeah. And she's like, Jim, and I'm like, Ma, I'm fine. She goes, next time you fall, you better break something or I'm going to get you. I'm like, did that make any sense?
Well, she made the trip and she felt like there was no reason for all the kids to run to the door and bring her out.
Well, yeah, did I get a hug? Did I get a kiss on the head? No.
You were piney.
She was scared, and then that made her mad. Come on, I'm a mom. I get it. She was scared.
I think she was... kind of drunk.
Well, she found you.
WWUG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh at your favorite classic hits.
106.9.
You ever wonder where magazines, sometimes gentlemen's magazines like Maxim that aren't too racy, but are nonetheless gentlemen's magazines, find the women or the models for their covers?
Mm.
Specifically ones who, you know, maybe, you know, like a C-level celebrity. Not an A-lister, not a B-lister. I kind of heard about them, or maybe I know their name, but I don't know them. But they end up on magazines. And obviously, being on the cover of any nationally or worldwide distributed magazine, I guess would be good for your brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're on newsstands, you're on the digital version. 106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. And even something like Playboy, which obviously, is more adult, more gentleman's than Maxim or some of the other magazines. Did you know you can pay your way onto a cover?
Get out of here.
Oh, wow.
Now, does that explain some things, Dave?
Yes, it does.
Because you think about it, athletes can do the same thing.
Oh.
Did you know you can pay your way onto some sports publications?
Man.
Which totally makes sense, because it would be great for your brand, right? It'd be well worth it.
Rather than paying you for a cover shot, why don't you pay me and I'll put you on the cover? Now, magazines have been under a lot of pressure. Magazine advertising is dubious at best. Whoever's advertising it likes to have it framed, maybe, and put up on the wall. But how many times do you go back and you read the ad again?
No.
You probably don't. So it's not a great repetitive message to get, you to take action.
But it's
a vanity thing, it's big. It's huge.
And would give you instant credibility, because if you didn't know that they paid to be on the cover.
Juliet Amelia, 45-year-old licensed massage therapist in Florida, looked like the hottest model around when she suddenly appeared on 8 Playboy International editions in a 12-month period from 2018 to 2019. 12 covers. She was also splashed on the front page of British men's magazine FHM in South Africa and Australia during the same period. And experts say the reason she was on so many covers is she paid to be. Most magazines will deny it, but experts say covers are for sale in a very shadowy overseas market where wannabe pinup girls are promised prime media real estate in exchange for a fee. Like $10,000, not including the cost of wardrobe, makeup, shooting, and editing, which is also paid by the model. It could cost $20,000 or $25,000 to get a cover.
Oh.
But if you're a wannabe and you are desperately trying to be an influencer,
up your brand, man.
What better way than to splash yourself on a magazine?
Don't they know they could go to Disney World and for $19.99 get the picture of them on Time Magazine or Playboy or whatever?
Just put that on your Insta page, put that as your profile picture, and there you are, legitimate. So it's funny, I guess if you just see it online, you wonder if it's real or their Facebook page. But obviously, she was on 12 different covers in a one-year period around the world, which, I mean, that's... You figure that's at least $120,000.
Wow.
But probably more than worth it, even if she had friends do the photo shoot and makeup and hair and everything else, if she still paid $10,000 a cover.
That's amazing. Are we going to be, can we pay to be on like Frederick today? Or
Jimmy and I are doing a photo shoot later. We'll be on Fat Chance Monthly.
<That's what we're... laughs> See, quarterly would be much cheaper.
Because it hangs around a long time. So. Has any gone back and looked at the ad again?
That no. Yeah. But I would understand like the ones that some magazines do this, like the top doctors, the top, you know, realtors, the top, and you find out what, which I didn't know, that they pay to be some pay.
There's a lot, let's say
some
allegedly, and you get a little plaque and you get a little thing to hang up because it's then promoting the magazine. Quite honestly, if you're not advertising, you're probably not going to be one of Washington's top or Frederick's top or Washington County's top, unless the publication really is, you know, running a very straight and narrow little contest. Or
well, they do both. Sometimes it's sneaky because you see the names and then there'll be one in color and in little tiny print it says sponsored.
Yeah, exactly.
Paid for.
It's funny because they generally don't allow comments from readers on the top three doctors or whatever it may be. But I did see one where they did. It was sort of because, you know, you could vote. You could say why you're voting for this person. And this one guy who was in the lead had more comments like, I wouldn't take my dog to this guy.
Oh.
Seriously. There you go. Wow. 106.9 The Eagle.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
There is a belief that if you tell someone your birth month, they can determine what you do for a living. Or at least the category of what you do for a living. Let's see if we can put this to the test and see if there's any accuracy. I often wonder if the base that they use of people that they survey is large enough. They say it is, that generally speaking, I'm not sure if they have a 50% hit rate. They don't say that, but they say generally they can tell. Facebook Live, and that's where we'd love you to comment. Jack Diamond Show, let us know if this is at all accurate. And obviously, if it is, that would be more interesting than no.
Yes.
But if you put no, then tell us what you do and what month you were born in, or if it is accurate. First of all, say hi to Jimmy Alexander, please, my buddy and partner for the past 25 years.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you? Everything good?
I'm well. I'm well. I was born in July.
All right. So July, you would be a bricklayer or a train driver. So far, we're off to a blazing... have you ever thought of laying bricks? You lay eggs occasionally on the show.
Well,
hey,
yeah,
please.
No, I've never thought of being a bricklayer or being a engineer of a train.
Well, no, have you, you've never wanted to ride the rails, my friend?
No, what am I, Boxcar Jimmy?
Yeah, well, could be. All right, so for July, bricklayers and train drivers... Are you a bricklayer or train driver? And I didn't know that's what they were called. I guess, what did I think they were called? Train pilots? I have no idea. But the person operating the train, if you are, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. Love to know in comments and who you drive trains for.
Yes.
The lovely Lisa Ann.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
And good morning to you, love. You are a...
Born in November.
Yeah. This is from Zipia, the jobs website, Zipia. Based on what they say for November, I'm guessing it's not just jobs that November serial killers and schizophrenics. I don't. It's not a job, but I'm not kidding you. I swear to God, it makes no sense whatsoever. Jimmy gets trains and bricklayers, and we should stay away from you. Look at this face.
Yeah,
don't you trust this woman?
That's awful.
I question though if that's a job. If that's a job website, who's getting paid for those things?
That's
Jimmy.
True. It's not real.
Done right. It's a job. All right. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
All right. Let me give you a few more here. So if you were born in the month of January, you're a debt collector or a doctor.
There's a fine line there, I think.
Well, maybe. If you don't pay your doctor, you're going to get a call from somebody. Did you forget something?
No, I did not.
February, artists and police officers. Now, again, you know, this.
Can I get serial killer? Come on.
I'm sorry. I really am. When I read this in Zipia, probably something like Zipia, and I have no idea what.
The only artist slash police officer I can think of is Eddie Money.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well,
When was
well,
that?
He covered both. See when his birthday was. March, pilots and musicians. So if you're a pilot or a musician, you were born in March, I guess Zippia knows what they're talking about. This is terrible. I was born on April 21st. And believe me, mine's no better than yours.
All right.
All right. You see, perhaps the commonality of this. Dictators.
No. In my mind, I was going to say dictators.
Thanks. Oh, thanks a lot. Bite me.
What?
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, wow.
Saddam Hussein and Vladimir Lenin were all April babies.
Mm.
Well, for those of you also born in April, I commiserate with you. I have no idea. None whatsoever. The Queen was also born in April. May, politicians. How many presidents were born in May? You're a presidential aficionado and expert. You love presidential everything.
Born in May.
Yeah, presidents born in May. Fair number or few?
May-born presidents. Let's see here. We've got John Kennedy.
Okay.
And John Kennedy.
That's it?
Harry Truman.
Okay.
No, he was born at...
Never mind. Yeah. It's all right. So there's one you found. June, CEOs and Nobel Prize winners. This is the best one of the list. I guess you want to be in this one.
I bet you the person who wrote the list was born in June.
Interesting. July, we mentioned bricklayers and train drivers. August, bricklayers again. So if you've had a baby in the past few weeks, they're going to lay bricks someday, according to Zippia.
I bet they feel that way already.
In September, athletes are physicists.
Yeah.
Do you even know a physicist?
They go hand in hand. Do they?
I have a cousin who's a physicist.
Of course you do.
And he was born in September.
Well, there you go. October, not a job, but you'll likely live to be 100 years old. Was the person smoking wildwood weed while they were doing this research for Zippia? November, schizophrenics and serial killers. And if you were born in December, dentists.
Dentists.
If any of this makes sense, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook will pop it up on the Classic Hit Station as well. I will give you the background. They say how we determine this. Our data... Mm-hmm. Comes from the Office of National Statistics.
JD?
Sounds like they made that up. Jack. This is Jimmy. We're from the ONS.
Please.
Office of National Statistics.
Let me give you a little stat here. You said that they said if you're born in the month of May that you would be a president, right?
Politicians.
Okay.
Politicians.
There's two. There were two in May.
Well, that's not many.
No. But there's seven in November.
You see, they're wrong. Completely wrong.
Thank you.
Oh, schizophrenic.
And it's supposed to be schizophrenic or a serial killer.
Yeah. Dentist in December. They got it alone.
I mean.
That's just so weird. See, don't believe everything you read or everything you're told. But curious amongst our Jack Diamond Morning Show listeners, if any of this makes sense, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. Love your show, baby.
Love you all.
106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Had a little fun with a Zippia study where they studied, I guess, people applying for jobs and what they wanted to do in their birthday. And they tried to determine, based on the month you were born, what you did for a living or some of your personality traits.
Yeah.
And it was all over the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, literally all over the road. Earlene, I love her, just put LOL. That was her response because it was just so wacky. Michael says, good morning, Jack, Jimmy, and Lisa Ann. February, semi-professional musician, guitar player, and sing primarily. So some piano and bass. So there's some accuracy there in music. July here. Shirley says, I'll point out that even a stopped clock is right twice a day. So the survey has to be right occasionally, which we obviously agree with. Lisa said, I'm a February teacher. Now, February, said artists are born in February. That would be your profession. So I asked Lisa, she hasn't responded yet, if she's an art teacher. Because then somebody said, I'm in the same boat as Jimmy. I'm not sure which boat that is. The one taking on water? Heading for the shoals?
Because of the bricks.
Because of the bricks, exactly.
Well, I've been told I'm a couple bricks short of a load.
Anyway, it's on Jack Diamond Show on Facebook if you want to check it out and play along. Thanks so much. 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Heat index of 110 today. Mm. No kidding. And thermometer reading, not heat index, could hit 100. Very rare for this area. Washington may hit 101 degrees today. Wow. Dangerously hot. Could be severe thunderstorms later today. So, you know, do whatever you can to stay cool and take care of your pets and children, of course, even a few minutes in the car. Even with the windows rolled down, but the car with the out the AC on. Sunblock if you're going to be outside. Probably a lot of sunblock.
And watch out if you're walking your dogs on the pavement, especially because the grass can get hot, but the pavement can rapidly be 160 degrees.
Yeah, they don't complain. Actually, it's funny. Our Chihuahua, one of our Chihuahuas, Zeus, if he doesn't like it, it hurts, or it's hot, he'll throw himself on the ground on his back.
Oh,
yeah. So he won't. A lot of dogs, though, don't complain. And you don't realize they're being burned.
Well, they said a good rule is to put your hand on the asphalt. And if it's too hot for your hand, too hot for their little feet.
Yeah, it's no different. I mean, they may have a little more callus there, but it still hurts. All right, let's do some good news.
Okay.
There are always good news stories in the world, Jimmy and Lisa. So let's share a couple. These are brief, really quick today. A nurse in Las Vegas named Brooke Johns is in the news because of what she does when she's not being a nurse. She goes back on her days off just to do her patient's hair.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't have time for that during her regular rounds, but wants to make sure they feel good about themselves and somebody's looking after them. Incredibly kind thing to do. Brooke Johns. 14-year-old from California named James Savage just became the youngest person ever to swim the entire length of Lake Tahoe.
Oh, man.
It is 21 miles. I've been there. That water's cold. Really, really good. It's gorgeous.
Man.
One of the most beautiful places in California and in the country, but 21 miles. Said he just loves the water. He's been swimming 7 days a week since he was 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
But said pools are boring. Sounds like her own Janet Manning.
She loved it. Right.
Janet, we've got a new lake for you to swim. Wasn't she just there?
She's done Lake Tahoe. I think Fred said that was her first big open water swim, that she's done that.
Tahoe is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see those pictures. Three different dog stories are going viral. Going to give you one line about each one. A dog in Minnesota that lost her own litter adopted 10 puppies from another litter.
Oh, wow.
The maternal instinct was so strong, and she's looking after them. A dog in Connecticut ran away from its shelter. You know why? It wanted to be with its owner 2 miles away at work. The dog found him.
Oh!
I don't know how they do that. The dog amazing. Had never been to work before. And after a Scottish guy's car got stuck in a flood, somebody managed to shoot video of his dog helping him push it. Now, I'm going to save this video for tomorrow's Facebook Live to show you.
Yes.
The dog is pushing the damn car. It is the coolest video. He's pushing. The dog is pushing. And it's worth seeing. We'll share that with you tomorrow. There's your good news on the Eagle.
Good news. Anytime you need to feel good.
Jack Diamond is your friend.
Said, what's your lottery number?
Dogs getting married. Cats getting rescued. Charity's making the quotas. Making you laugh when we can.
So Stevie Nicks recently bailed on a concert appearance because of COVID-19. They scrambled to book somebody else. We thought they should have called Lindsey Buckingham up because he's available. And, well, he wrote most of those songs and sang lead on a lot of Fleetwood Mac songs. Wouldn't that be apropos?
Oh, how bitter would Stevie be?
Well, she'd want to do the gig. And I understand being afraid of, COVID and her health. So, and Lindsey just had heart surgery, so... But I bet Lindsey would go, I'll be there.
Oh, my God. IV bag on stage? Or, why?
Wow.
Hey, is that back?
Wow, it just, well, I wasn't expecting that.
Could you imagine him?
The way he plays guitar, it's going to get tangled.
Poor Lindsey Buckingham gets thrown out of the band, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
He and his
because
wife,
Stevie didn't like the way he was looking at her.
Yes.
What is this? Not even fifth grade. Is this third grade?
Exactly. His wife and he split up, and he had heart surgery. I feel bad for Lindsey.
What's going to happen today?
I would. He's scared.
You know, he's back out. He and Christina McVie from Fleetwood Mac sound so good together, and they've done at least one tour and one album together. They may have done two tours. Who knows? They may be back out. And by the way, Mick Fleetwood, I think, you know, looking at the front of the stage and not seeing, now he's got a couple of great players he added, but looking to the front of the stage and seeing Stevie and not seeing Lindsey, he said recently, don't be surprised if Lindsey's back with Fleetwood Mac one day, if he wants to, because I think he really misses him. He misses that energy, that voice, that guitar playing.
Well, he is the lead singer. I mean,
he and Stevie, yeah, I mean, they shared. It became more a Stevie Nicks band in later years as Stevie started, and she wrote some brilliant stuff. But notice it's not a lot of those songs. It's just Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't Stevie wrote this for Fleetwood Mac. Stevie wrote this for Stevie.
I wonder if Stevie would say, can it be Fleetwood Nicks?
Because well, you know, Buckingham Nicks was their band, Lindsey and Stevie, when they were a couple before Fleetwood Mac. And then they became a trio and Big Love was filmed. And I don't know. The whole thing was wild. I have two quick things I want to share with you about work, working from home, and what you get paid, and how your boss can instantly make you happier at work within 10 minutes here on 106.9 The Eagle. The late and truly great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, 106.9 The Eagle.
First concert we saw together was Tom Petty. Remember that?
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Hit after hit, just the vibe, the whole thing was pretty spectacular. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lee Sand here on The Eagle. Promised you a bit of information about your job and how your boss can make it a more desirable place to work, a place you may want to stay longer, and a little something about working from home. Let's start there. It used to be a perk when your boss would say, you can work from home today. And you were like, really? I don't have to come in. Don't have to, you know, put my suit on, drive in, park, do that whole thing, lunch, and then
meetings.
It became a necessity during lockdown for many, not for all, but for many. Now it's becoming a bit of a burden. What most people dreamed of, not having to roll out and fight traffic, especially here in the Frederick area, you know, even over South Mountain on the way to Hagerstown. Wherever you, Montgomery County, forget about it, 270. Yikes. Come on. Well, I guess they asked a bunch of people, if employees working from home should be paid more, less, or the same. What do you think?
I think the same.
I think the same.
If you're doing the same job.
Same, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think maybe less because you would be saving money by not driving in, you would all, and to and from to work, also not buying lunch.
Right, right.
Gas, wear and tear on your vehicle.
69% of people who responded to this question said they should be paid the same, Lisa Ann. 12% said less. They gave a remarkably honest answer. 8% said they should be paid more.
Well, maybe because you have to buy your own office supplies, right? Set up, got a desk, you need maybe a different computer, you need a printer.
But you're not driving. You're not using gas or paying for parking and or what other. No wear and tear on the car.
Dry cleaning.
No lunch out. Dry cleaning.
But you're saving the company money because maybe they need less air conditioning. You're not drinking their coffee. You're not using their products.
Drinking
paper
their
products.
Coffee.
Well, that's expensive.
Well, we probably are. At least I have two or three cups a day of French coffee. So, well, the thinking behind it may be that you're using your personal internet, electricity, along with software and office supplies. It's possible you even needed to buy a computer or other work from home. The popular money says, don't even bring this up to your boss, that you want to be paid more for working from home. If you get that perk, shut up and enjoy it. All right. Would you be more productive at work if your boss could or would do one thing? The resounding answer is yes. Everybody says that it is in the hands of the employer, the company, the immediate boss, the family business, if they would do this one thing. 89% agree. No meetings for one day.
One day
a week, no meetings. And no phone calls. Now, I'm not sure how you do that if you're in the sales or service industry. But maybe. But they would be more productive and happier at work if they could have just one day a week with zero meetings. Almost half said they usually have at least two or three a day.
Yes.
20% said it's more like five a day. And the top thing we hate about meetings, getting there on time, meeting fatigue, poor planning by the person running them,
yes,
and the incessant questions.
Oh.
When someone says, are there any questions? There's always that one person.
Yes.
And what we used to say in our meetings is, since that doesn't affect the whole group, why don't the two of you stay and we'll go ahead and leave, give you the room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everybody would get up and split. We would run and not wait for the answer. Because this person would go on. And not that the questions weren't good questions. They just didn't apply to our job,
yeah,
our side of the business.
Or what's worse is when the question doesn't pertain to the person asking the question. It's like, why do you care?
If we have to be in a meeting, we'd rather do it face-to-face. About half of us said that. 35% like Zoom better. 17% said, just call me on the phone.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There you go. Don't ask for more money for working from home.
No.
I don't recommend that tack. Probably won't do you any good. Here's Eddie Money, 106.9 The Eagle. 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, 110 the heat index.
Ooh.
But the thermometer will hit 100 or darn close this afternoon. And it could fire up some pretty big thunderstorms later in the day. Beware of that, okay?
In my heart, the heat index is much worse than wind chill factor. Wind chill factor, you can put a coat on, you get warm. You somehow can get warm.
There's
heat index?
Well, only so many clothes you can take off.
Mm-hmm. Without getting arrested. You're absolutely
right. Well, and, you know, I don't know that it matters. The humidity at 100%, heat index 110, temperature actually 100. Watch out for your pets, kids, yourself. There were more stories yesterday about people who just overdid it by that much.
Yeah. Well, you were saying yesterday, we were with somebody and they were just sweating buckets.
Mm,
you said the problem is you sweat, but it's so humid, it can't evaporate.
Exactly.
And cool you off, right?
That's exactly what's happening. Mm. That's why when you get in your car with the air on, you dry off like that and you go, well, what happened? It can finally evaporate. The air is saturated. So you're going to sweat. And it's dangerous for some jobs and some sports. So anyway, be careful. Stupid criminal file. They were not. These are cautionary tales. Do not be these people. 67-year-old Alan Slattery entered a UK bank and handed a teller a note informing them that they were being held up.
Ooh.
Sadly for Alan, the tellers were unable to decipher his note due to his bad handwriting. Alan got annoyed. He told the teller he didn't understand what your screen won't stop what I've got means.
What did I say? The nose and what?
Your screen won't stop what I've got means. So they're just like,
I'm so sorry. Oh, please forgive us. We can't help you with today. Perhaps another bank would be more accommodating.
He left and went to another bank.
Oh, no.
Alan left empty-handed. Quickly found two banks that understood his hold-up note and picked up $3,500.
Woo!
Jimmy, you and I are writing a badly worded, badly written note later today, and we're going to go over here and hit up a couple of banks. Thinking luck was finally on his side, Alan walked out the door and climbed onto the bus that was right outside the bank. That's how he's making his getaway.
Convenient.
Maybe Alan should have used some of the money he robbed from the bank to pay for, I don't know, a cab ride or something, instead of using his bus pass with his name and his address and his phone number. Very easy for them to find him because it had his picture on it as well.
Alan!
Wow.
The bus, it didn't have his handwriting, his address on the bus pass.
Now you know why we call it the stupid. Canadian man's need for ice cream, I understand, caused trouble with authorities. It seems like 34-year-old Leroy Sask wanted to get to Dairy Queen fast.
Mm-hmm.
So fast that instead of driving, he took to the skies.
He took the disguise.
Leroy will be remembered for a long time by the employees at the Dairy Queen as the impatient customer that landed a helicopter in the parking lot. The chopper blew so much dust and debris, it alarmed the staff at a close-by school who called the police. When the officers arrived, they informed Leroy he was holding his newly purchased ice cream cake, that he was going to be arrested for dangerous operation of an aircraft. No word on whether Cookie Puss melted.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.